whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Here we go. It's our 4G Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. We're now under 90 minutes from kickoff in the college football semifinal, Texas and Ohio State. And after listening to Will Chambers, and I thought he made a really good case on Ohio State, I just feel like we're carried away with what Ohio State did to Oregon and how that Arizona State game ended, quite frankly. I think these teams are very close. I think it's going to be a defensive slugfest for a second night in a row. I think a Texas plus 6 with that defense, you kidding me? And then I'm taking the under on a parlay. And I usually don't do parlays, but damn it, I want tonight to be fun. So let's rock. And for more football content, let's go out to Eric Chiafalo's house where he's doing some remote broadcasting here tonight. Chief, with an addition of the finest, take it away, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I'll tell you what, I'm having a little bit of FOMO right now seeing Shaquille O'Neal, DJ Diesel out there in Arlington outside of AT&T Stadium getting the crowd going. I'm sure Will was probably itching to get over there as well. But looks like a good party out there. It really does. I cannot wait to see how the crowd is divided up, if it's going to be more Longhorns or a lot of Scarlet out there. But it's going to be a fun game. I don't know if I can fully trust Texas, but how can you trust either one of these teams? I can't bet on it. I do have some props that we'll get to for some individuals in the game when we get to the news dump coming up here in about an hour and a half or so. But let's go ahead and dive right in. I saw that the most bet teams for the wild card weekend right now at BetMGM.
Yeah.
You have the Chargers as a 3-point road favorite in Houston as the most bet ticket for the wild card weekend at BetMGM. People are feeling good about the Chargers right now, and I think mostly just kind of down on the Texans. I think we'll all kind of be surprised if the Texans offense can really get going. I think that would be a game I'd probably want to hit the under on. I think both defenses are really, really good, but the Chargers are the most bet team right now. Then the Eagles as a 5-point home favorite to the Packers. Mm. And I don't know about that one. I think that one's going to be a bit of a nail biter there. Probably another game I'd be looking at betting the under, though. I think both defenses are playing some good football. And then the third most bet team for wild card weekend at BetMGM right now is the Steelers plus 10 versus the Ravens. And I do think that is a pretty lofty spread.
Yeah.
I mean, the Ravens are one of those teams that you see blowing other teams out plenty. Like, their point differentials pretty amazing. So it wouldn't be a total shocker, especially with the way the Steelers have been playing on both sides of the ball for the last month. But a divisional game, Mike Tomlin postseason. I do think Lamar's probably got the most pressure on him of any player, certainly this weekend. He's the guy that he's the first team All-Pro quarterback. All signs pointing to him probably being the league MVP. And then the overarching narrative about not being able to get it done in the postseason. I do expect him to rise to the occasion and be a super beast and kind of put that cape on a little bit. But that is, with a divisional game, it's just always tough.
This is going to be tough because if you go back and remember in like week 11 when these two teams met, that was like Lamar Jackson was 4-13 in passes of with under pressure.
Steelers defense shut him down.
They did. They shut him down. That's the fourth lowest completion percentage and the third fewest EPA yards of the season on dropbacks for him. So that was a really, really tough game for Lamar Jackson to have to deal with there in week 11.
Hit top three pressure people of the weekend here. It's probably Lamar, Josh Allen, and Nick Sirianni. Sirianni could get fired if they lose. And then both those quarterbacks, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, you probably make an argument for either of them being under more pressure.
Yeah, I think the good thing for the Ravens is just the way their defense has been trending and the way the Steelers' offense has looked over the last month or so. I don't think Lamar will have to be the best version of himself to even win this game, because you score 20 points. I don't know that the Steelers can even get there, but winning by 10 will be a tough ask. How about Lamar Jackson saying that apparently he's thinking about a jersey number switch if the Ravens win the Super Bowl? He says if we win the Super Bowl, I'm going to change my number to number one. He wants to retire the number eight and go to number one. He wants to win a Super Bowl with the number eight jersey and then come back and do the same thing with the one on it. So I don't know exactly what has inspired this, but apparently that is his plan. He's expecting to win the Super Bowl and then retire that jersey number eight, go be number one, and do it again.
That's such a massive flex. I think it's cool, too.
I mean, being the number one is like a sacred number. You got to be that guy. Obviously, Lamar Jackson is, and if he ends up winning a Super Bowl, then that'll be the last obstacle that he has to overcome to cement himself as just one of the most unbelievable quarterbacks we've ever seen. So, going to be an awesome playoff here. Cannot wait for the games to get started. And how about what the Ravens got cooked up? Did you guys see what the concession item is? This looks pretty interesting, boys. We have a smoked turkey leg, all right?
Mm.
But it's paired with a Maryland crab dip. You're dipping a turkey leg into a Maryland crab dip. I can't even really wrap my mind around that. It sounds unbelievable. And it's only $16.99. That seems like a surefire no-brainer. If I was going to the Ravens game, I might get three or four of those bad boys.
See, the problem with the Maryland crab dip, I think Dawson would not like. I bet you cream cheese is involved with the dip as the base. So we're probably going with some type of cream cheese with Old Bay is giving it the, you know, and then you're supplementing that with some of that Maryland lump crab.
Yeah,
you know, in there, and then kind of stirring that all up. So
sounds weird. You know, I'll just take the turkey leg. If you ask me, I hope they got enough seasoning on that bad boy. Yeah. Hopefully, they got some crispy skin. I'm just a little bit thrown off by being a bird and using another bird as like my signature playoff item. You know, it's too close for me. We're in the same genus. Maybe they're not the same species.
Is that kind of like the dude that brought the duck to the Oregon duck tailgate party?
Yeah. I don't think you want to do that. You want to be feasting on your rival, not yourself. You know what I'm saying? So maybe if this game was in Pittsburgh, I'd be doing turkey legs and calling them crow legs.
Nice. That would be Raven legs. What a great idea.
It's a good idea, yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't even considered that, Dawson. That's brilliant. I do think the idea of it is pretty delicious, but, man, that's a great call right there. Speaking of crazy food and stuff, I just saw a video of Panthers wide receiver Xavier Leggett. He's in full off-season mode, and he has a video of him. Apparently, he hunted down a squirrel, and he has, the way he described it, took the clothes off of him, which is just, of course, the fur.
Skinned
him. He's got that thing, looks like he's got that thing spatchcocked, and he's ready to throw it on the smoker or something. So that looks absolutely disgusting, but shout out to him because he's Mr. Consistent.
Did he leave the head on with those little teeth poking out and everything? That's just spooky whenever you see a squirrel getting ready to throw it on a smoker.
Teeth were poking.
Yeah. But I don't think you have to hunt those things down. Aren't they just running around on the branches, kind of like looking at you, almost flirting with you?
You hit a pellet gun.
Yeah. Yeah, you just walk around. Squirrels, you know, they're not on the run.
Yep.
They don't recognize us as a predator.
Yeah, fans were alleging he's caught more squirrels than passes already. So, you know, say good for you. Good for you. Go ahead and eat your squirrels, bro.
A guy who's probably going to be catching some touchdown passes on Sunday night, Mike Evans for the Bucs, getting set to take on the Commanders. And apparently Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared January 10th, 2025 as Mike Evans Day throughout the entire state to honor the Tampa Bay Bucs wide receiver. I mean, that's got to be like one of the heights of being an athlete right there. You get an entire day dedicated to you because of your 10 plus year dominance, man. Congratulations to Mike Evans. And I'll tell you, I cannot wait for the one-on-one matchup between him and Marshawn Lattimore, Commanders corner, who's only played like two games for the Commanders since they traded for him, perpetually injured, but he's going to be playing Sunday night. And I mean, they used to get super testy with each other, shoving matches and everything whenever it was Lattimore on the Saints, the division rival there with the Bucs. Evans versus Lattimore is going to be definitely worth the price of admission on Sunday night. And I'm expecting that one to be a pretty high-scoring game. I'm really looking forward to that one. And Jaden Daniels, I just expect, you know, similar to Lamar Jackson at this point, two guys that are going into the postseason healthy, I think they're just going to be unleash the beast when it comes to being able to run the football. And the Bucs defense, we know how problematic it can be, and especially versus running quarterbacks. I think Jaden Daniels is going to have an awesome day, and a healthy Lamar Jackson at this point, I think, for the postseason, they're going to really unleash him as well. So that's going to be an awesome game on Sunday night. I expect a lot of points to be scored in that particular game. And from an NFL standpoint, I'll tell you what, watching that game last night, holy smokes, that Abdul Carter for Penn State. Good God.
Yes, please.
Yeah, he I'm glad the rest of the country finally got to see how damn good Abdul Carter is.
Hey, I mean, with one arm, this dude in the run game and as a pass rusher, he's being held as much as Micah without getting the calls. And with wearing the number 11 and just the overall athleticism and everything and the explosion, it's like you think you're watching Micah Parsons.
That is amazing. Hey, Chief, I wanted to circle back, if I could, on the Evans Lattimore matchup.
Yes.
The note here is that Evans has been held without a reception against Lattimore in 5 of their 13 career matchups.
Wow.
Yeah, he's Marshall Lattimore's done a really good job shutting him down. That could be a big factor in that game.
Evans has caught 16 of his 31 targets with Lattimore as the nearest receiver in his career for 305 yards and 3 touchdowns, with only an average separation of 1.7 yards. But half of those yards came in two matchups in 2018. But yeah, wow. 5 of 13 games he's held him without a reception.
He's got it all, man. You talk about the football IQ, the technique, the athleticism. That's a defensive back right there.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw as it pertains to Abdul Carter, he finished the season for Penn State with 24 tackles for loss. That was a number that not even Myles Garrett, Nick Bosa, Joey Bosa, or Aiden Hutchinson ever reached. I mean, the production there is just absolutely ridiculous. And I knew of him as a pass rusher, but I was really impressed with him just as a disruptor, even in the run game, getting in the backfield and everything. That dude right there, I mean, he certainly made himself some money. He was a surefire top 10 pick. I don't see how he gets out of the top 5 now. I mean, my goodness.
We need the gas mask.
Yeah, let's drop. I don't think anybody should take him, Eric. I really don't think he's even that good. The guy can't stop the run. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You saw what he did last night on the goal line. That Notre Dame guy went right through him.
Brian, I mean, I don't know if you're talking to the same docs, but I'm hearing a lot of buzz. That thing could be like career ending, possibly.
Terminal.
No, nobody in the top 11 should take this guy.
Never.
I don't think he ever makes a turnover play or anything like
that. No,
I don't think he can cover tight ends or running backs out of the backfield.
Absolutely.
He's got really no ability. What you're seeing is just it's a kind of a make-believe thing.
And check his grades, man. He's failed every single class he's ever taken.
That's because he has no work ethic. You know,
exactly.
You can see that on the
field. Work ethic.
Does the guy even love football? I don't know. I mean, all 11 teams out of the Cowboys should think, no thank you on this one.
Somebody on James Franklin's staff told me he was a coach killer.
Yeah, okay, I heard the same thing, Brian.
Coach killer, yeah.
James Franklin, man, bum of the week. That guy can't get out of his own way.
Boy, that was hilarious.
I tell you what, though, him and Freeman, when they were having their press conference, he made Freeman look like his
testy.
Got a little brother kind
it got
of thing.
Testy
I think
there.
Freeman got the best of him on that one.
I don't think anybody had it worse, and I thought maybe he was going to get a big L from you, but the way the day started for Drew Aller, like maybe I'm going to the NFL, to how it ended, it's like maybe I should be going into the transfer portal.
Well, how about Greg McElroy? Sean McDonough goes, well, what would you throw the ball here? You got to trust the veteran quarterback. You got to
intercepted
on and on and on. Intercepted, and I'm like, I bet you Greg McElroy just like took his headset off and wanted to cry right there, you know, after that analysis.
Yeah, McElroy literally said before that Penn State final drive, under a minute before Aller throws the interception, he says, if I'm Franklin in this Penn State offense, I'm aggressive all season long. His whole career, all he does is throw touchdowns. He doesn't throw interceptions. Not likely that's a guy that's going to put the ball in harm's way. I trust him. I would empower him. Holy crap, they just threw an interception to lose the game. That was pretty amazing. And yeah, just the idea that we were talking about, like if he has a huge game and Penn State goes on a championship run here, maybe he goes to the NFL, and that shine wore off in a matter of seconds, it felt like. I do want to show a ton of love to the Notre Dame running back.
Oh, Jeremiah Love?
Dude, yeah. Jeremiah Love.
How about the balance on a knee brace there to score the game?
When he leaped a guy.
Yeah.
Jumped over a dude with that knee brace.
on one leg getting it done. That was freaking fantastic. Okay, I do want to play this sound. We have Michael Lombardi, your buddy there, brought us. He's the general manager for Belichick there at UNC. We've heard the rumors about Belichick maybe wanting to get back to the NFL, or at least Tom Brady and the Raiders having conversations about it with him. Here was Lombardi with Jim Rome, and I thought Lombardi's response to this was pretty good.
No, it's going to be in Chapel Hill. There's no interest in any of us leaving this great place. We came here to do a job and finish a job, and that's what it's all about. Look, we were aware of what was going on in the NFL. We did a coaching podcast once a week. We knew what was going on in the NFL, and we knew what the jobs were going to be open. We knew that based on what was happening. And that just, to me, wasn't appealing. Look, you know, the Patriot way came out to the Raiders when Josh McDaniels got the job. He didn't even last 2 years. They didn't even give him 2 years to install the program because most of the players went to the owner and complained about we're working too hard. You know, it's too hard to do it. So why would coach want to go back into a situation where the players are talking to the owner about how hard they work and they don't want to work? Remember, they smoked cigars last year after they won a regular season game. Is that really the Patriot way? I don't think so.
Wow. Shots fired.
Is that the Patriot way? I don't think so.
Mike's got a little venom, though, too. He used to work with the Raiders. So yeah. he's got an axe to grind.
And there. I think you can say that, but he revealed there in his answer.
Oh, no, he's absolutely,
you know,
right.
The league's not that interested now, but you go there and have success. Yeah. You make the right opportunity available. I think they jump at it.
Yeah.
I think they'd call you too, Brian.
Other than Buffalo and perhaps Baltimore, even though, I don't know, maybe some of you guys think the Steelers will upset them, do you have any stone-cold lead pipe lock victory for wild card weekend? Because I think Buffalo will end up beating the Broncos, but the spread, I would probably take the Broncos there on it. But I think the Chargers beating the Texans is surefire, and I'm confident that the Commanders are going to get it done versus the Bucks.
Okay, so you want to lock. I'm going to go with the Eagles. Does that count? Against the spread?
No, you just any team that you think is going to guaranteed win the football game outside of just Buffalo and maybe Baltimore because they're huge favorites.
Vikings
over the Rams?
Yeah, I mean, we Wooly was talking about it early. What's the mindset going to be of the Rams? They've watched their homes go up in flames. They've watched their city go up in flames. You know, they're trying to now, they have to go. They had a home field advantage. So Rams house, you know, they had a little bit of something going there, playing those games there. And now they have to go on the road and play this thing. And how much of their fan base is actually going to travel for this game? You know, I think the Vikings are clearly a better team here. So, you know, and I think there's just too much going on in the Rams kitchen right now for them to be be able to cook well.
Big believer in the Eagles, unfortunately, and I think Green Bay's kind of limped in here, losing three of their last five, and I don't know if they really got a signature win all year.
Ooh, yeah, I mean, I'm with you on the Chargers, Eric. I think Chargers over Texans a lock, and I do like the Bills at home. Something seems different with Buffalo, and nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. Give me Josh Allen to get it done in what will be a competitive game. I do think the Broncos are well-coached, and they're going to be ready to rock, but I'm going to take Buffalo.
Thank you, Chief. In addition to the finest is in the books once again, and now on a Friday, it is time for a college football semifinal edition of What You Drinking and What You Thinking at 877-881-1053. You can talk about anything you want as long as you tell us what you're drinking. Coming up next right here to the G-Bag Nation and the Fan. Here we go. Time for the one segment of the week where you're encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching the buzz. That's right. Time for What You Drinking and What You Thinking at 877-881-1053. Anybody's welcome. And no topic is out of bounds as long as you keep it FCC approved and you tell us what you're drinking first. We're going to go around the room, tell you what we're drinking and what we're thinking, and then we'll get to your phone calls here. And the Expressway is brought to you by our friends at the On Time Experts. Currently, I'm drinking one of these Stella Artois NAs that Brian got me a few weeks back.
Yeah.
Man, this thing is so good. It is an amazing time to get NA beers. You know, when I first started quitting 9 years or so ago, whatever it was, they were terrible, right? You had like O'Doul's and a couple of others. But since then, it has just blasted into the stratosphere with the quality of the beverage. So I want to salute everybody that's, you know, responsible for those kind of engineering feats. And I'm thinking, I'm an idiot, you know, Brian, every Friday, he brings us something delicious to eat usually. And today, right as you arrived, I had just finished ordering a sandwich from Jersey Mike's. So I have the Jersey Mike sandwich in my bag, and I'll probably eat it tonight. But that was one hell of a lasagna dish, sir, and I salute you for it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. General, what I'm thinking, I'm not drinking anything currently, which normally happens on this show. But what I'm thinking is I wish I had the talent you have to open a beer bottle with anything that you could find on the table.
Yeah. Just give me something sturdy.
The general has one of the best skills, folks, that I wish I had this talent. You hand him a beer, and he looks on the table, and he'll find a ballpoint pen, and he'll open a beer bottle for you.
Yeah. It's got to get the leverage. Low man wins.
I wish I had that kind of talent. What I am thinking, though, too, is very hopeful that my son gets to experience a really exciting college football game, and then they continue on this thing. As he, it's nothing better than being in college and your football team having some success. And as you go through. So I'm hoping for the Longhorns tonight. This is going to be a difficult one. He even admits it. He's like, man, Dad, this Ohio State team is tough.
This has a chance to be like a core sports memory, one of his greatest memories of all time.
He's traveled to he's seen him win at Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
You know, he's traveled all over to see him kind of win these games. So when he's usually in the stadium, the big win happens. So I'm hopeful for him. I'm very hopeful that tonight Texas plays like they're capable of playing, and they can all enjoy that.
Just make sure he doesn't drag his buddy out of there in the last 2 minutes if Texas is down.
I told him, I said, listen, don't be your dad. Don't you? Stay to the bitter damn end and make sure that sees it through.
You never know what could happen.
You never know. You're right about that.
Wolchuk, Chiafalo, drinking, thinking.
Yeah, I'm drinking some high-quality H2O, and I'm hoping that, you know, Bennett has a great time. I can tell you right now, having gotten to watch one of those games with him last year, that championship game, thank you, Brian, the Big 12 title game, Bennett's at least six beers in, at least already.
I've already talked to him. Yeah, I told him to mix in a few waters
as we were talking. Did a good job. I mean, last year we were at seats where, like, they were able to bring us stuff, so Bennett's ordering, you know, with the money that you sent him, he's ordering a bunch of different things, and a water was one of them. So he will take your advice. He'll mix in a water there. I am thinking that
Sure you had Tito's, though? That's what I told him. I said, you better make sure that...
He got me a nice double. He did. He got me a nice double, which, I mean, at AT&T Stadium is not cheap, but it was delicious, and I savor every single bit. But boots on the ground there at AT&T Stadium, getting reports that both Texas kickers look terrible.
Oh.
And DJ Diesel, Mr. Shaq, was struggling a little bit. I don't know if DJ Shaq had like a malfunction or what was going on, but there were some awkward moments apparently during his performance. I did see somebody in a Quinn Ewers half Ohio State, half Texas jersey. I wonder how many of those make an appearance tonight.
I love that. That's fantastic. Gentlemen, I'm actually double fisting right now. I got a little nitro cold brew coffee in the left hand, and I got a little milk and honey in the right hand, which is just absolutely delightful. So enjoying every second of that. And I'm thinking about how fortunate we are that we didn't have a broken hip on game day last night with Lee Corso. Did you him?
He was trying to jig. He was doing the Irish jig.
He was.
Irish jigging, and he was there with the actual Notre Dame Irish mascot guy, and they were kind of holding hands and dancing around, and he took a stumble. Thank God that the guy was holding his hand. He had a little bit of a babysitter there, but at 89 years old, I don't even know that we should have Corso on the screen, let alone dancing around. That was hazardous as all hell, and I would encourage everyone, are we going to get the McAfee crew tonight? I think we are.
College game day is on right now. Yeah.
The alternate broadcast, like if you're watching the game at home, I think that's the no-brainer move. I did it last night with McAfee's crew. It's just fantastic. It adds a whole other element to watching a great game. So I'll definitely be locked in on the McAfee cast.
Let's add another element to this, what you're drinking, what you're thinking, going into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander has been screening up these phone calls, and he's got them locked and loaded. But first, we got to find out what you're drinking and thinking, bud.
I'm drinking water, buddy. Thank you, Broadus, for the lasagna.
Happy birthday,
fantastic.
Sir.
I appreciate you, bro. And that's about it.
Right on. Yeah. All right. Well, let's kick it off here on line one, Polo in Garland. You are in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking, buddy?
First of all, I want to apologize for my friend last week for saying the curse word over the line, but Michael Parsons still ain't nothing if he don't get to say. What I'm drinking is a little Stella Rose, guys. You know, I'm at the head of the heart attack, so I'm trying to keep it, you know, simple for myself.
There you go.
What I'm thinking is that the Rooney Rule is full of crap. They fired this dude, Jared Mayo, up in New England. I mean, I'm not a Patriot fan at all, but the Rooney Rule is crap. I mean, what does Mike Vrabel really did with Tennessee other than get Derrick Henry and have a good running game? Everybody trying to fire all these coaches and Antonio Pierce got fired all these brothers and don't give these dudes a chance. Now, Broaddus, you've been a scout for years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've been doing tattoos for years. Mm-hmm. That don't mean somebody can come tell us how to do our job better than what we know how to do it. You got all these brothers that play football every year, but they always want to get a job to somebody else, a Caucasian man. I'm not being racist. I'm just being real. They give it to these same washed-up coaches, their sons, their grandsons. Oh, he was a coach 40 years ago. I mean, come on, dude. Offense is mature. Defense is mature. And they keep getting the same watered-down offense coordinators. I'm playing Madden on the PlayStation 5, and I feel like I could be a better offensive coordinator than some of these dudes. The best one they got now is got some good ones dude up in Detroit because his offense, I like Detroit offense, but Cowboys, we just dumb. Mavericks, we can't draft nobody and get nobody good. We always got to trade somebody. The only person we've got good we've drafted is Derek Lively and Luka Doncic. Other than that, we don't know how to train our own people. I'll try to get a trade, but y'all better do something. Luka hurt and Kyrie hurt. Bye.
There he goes, Polo and Garland. Have a great weekend as we're now under an hour from kickoff. As we're getting your phone calls, what you drinking and what you thinking here in the G-Bag Nation. I think Polo was dropping some knowledge. You know, a lot of these black coaches, they're one and done more than their peers. Well, and that deal with Rand Carthon, he fell asleep on a plane. That's just weird to fire a guy for that.
You know, it's true. I think just coaches in general, because we've had some one and dones with the white coaches too. We've had Frank Reich was a one and done. Nathaniel Hackett was a one and done. You know, I mean, it's more about the incompetence of these front offices hiring coaches. Hmm. Black, white, it doesn't matter. You know, they do a poor job, and again, they don't give these coaches an opportunity to have any type of a program. Mike Lombardi said it himself. You know, you have to have a little patience along the way, but what happens is these general managers are going to get fired too. You know, but unless you're in Jacksonville and you get to hire four coaches. But I just think that these front offices just do a really, really poor job of hiring these coaches, black or white.
Let's go to line two. Big Jim, you're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking?
Well, good afternoon, fellas. I'm drinking been drinking a little bit more whiskey today than normal.
Very nice.
So I'm feeling pretty good. Fellas, I wrote a little poem and kind of celebrating my Horns' first year in the SEC and what we're doing tonight, and I wonder if you might give me an opportunity to read it. It's clean.
Yeah, you have the floor, sir.
Okay, here we go, fellas. 1 year in the SEC, that's all it took to show our Southern brothers how winners look. Bama crying, Georgia's mad. We're the best team they never had. Now we face some Buckeye crew to show the North what Texans do. Y'all thought the SEC was tough before. Wait till we hang 40 on the scoreboard.
Mm.
Bama, Arkansas, and Old Kentucky, just stepping stones to our dynasty. The real football's king has arrived at last, and we've left them SEC teams staring at our ass. Hook 'em horns, and by the way, the SEC runs through Austin today.
Let's go.
So I just wanted to bless.
There we go, Big Jim.
Nice job, Big
Jim. Words, and I want to wish my Longhorns the best tonight. I know it's going to be a tough game. Maybe it's a little wishful thinking to think that we can put a bunch of points up on the board, but I think we're going to get it done. Y'all have a good one. And while Chuck and Broaddus, I won't talk to you this weekend because we don't have a playoff game, so I guess I'll call in and talk to you fellas next week. I appreciate you and love the joy. Thank you.
Salute,
you,
buddy.
I'll tell you what, if Texas wins the national championship and they have a film about it, Big Jim needs to narrate
film.
Yeah. From the plains of Texas with Devo Roams. You know, and Big Jim needs to do the voice of Texas football championship video is what he needs to do.
No slight to Big Jim. I think he's, I mean, it's a 1A, 1B situation with McConaughey. I mean, you got to think McConaughey is rallying the troops right now in that locker room at AT&T Stadium.
Stand
giving
up,
them a speech
stand
to
up.
Remember. I mean, come on now.
But that's the kind of zip code I feel like that Big Jim is in. He's right up there with McConaughey. He's up there with some of
Same
the great
town.
Narrators. Yeah. Rodeo Ron's on line three. Ron, you're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking, buddy?
We're drinking a little Jim Beam with some sweet tea. And what I'm thinking is, I told the future wife the other day, I don't know how she could be so stupid and so beautiful at the same time. And she said, allow me to explain. God made me so beautiful so you would be attracted to me. God made me stupid so I would be attracted to you and to put up with the rodeo rod and his sports. So here's to her. Let's go, Longhorns, baby!
All right.
Welcome to Ohio State's butt tonight. And then she also reminded me one thing, and it's the most special thing she reminded me about. If you're not listening to 105.3, drinking GMB with Rodeo Ron, where the F you at, baby?
Ron, once again, coming through with a quality and unique joke.
Man. So strong.
Good stuff. Good stuff, Ron.
Best punchlines, following up the best voice from the callers.
Has every week you felt like you got a little bit drunker?
Yes, he's been on one lately.
He's been on a roll. But he's doing a great job of rallying.
I think it might be his off season. I think he works a lot more when you know the sun's up and the grass is growing and stuff like that.
There you go.
Okay, line five is Jordan. You're in the G-Bag Nation. Jordan, what you drinking? What you thinking, buddy?
What's going on, guys? Having a little water with a little liquid IV, trying to get over a little stomach bug. So, you know, trying to get hydrated or rehydrated. Doing a lot of yelling tonight. So, wanted to say that. What I'm thinking is, I got a couple things. First off, I wanted to say, because I think a lot of people haven't brought this up, I'm so proud of Marcus Freeman and the job he did at Notre Dame.
Sure.
Because I thought that loss at Northern Illinois was going to sink them this year. Because there's so many times where Notre Dame has looked like they've had a quality team to put together. They take a loss they shouldn't lose, and then that ship goes down, and they come short of expectations. So I think that I want to give the boys a little bit of credit. You know, I came up from living in from Pennsylvania, and there was a point in the game where I was like, you know what, we've choked enough times as a Penn State fan. It's nice to see Notre Dame kind of capitalize and do something. So I'm happy for those boys there. Second thing I wanted to get on is I called y'all a couple weeks ago. Especially when, you know, Sean and RJ got into a little beef with Jerry. And I got a little rowdy, and I got some things I wanted to say off my chest. I couldn't because, you know, I only had them little 30 seconds. One thing that I really got upset about, and I didn't get my point off clearly, was that I feel like a lot of Cowboys fans that give Jerry Jones grace about the team don't realize how lucky that front office has been with both what Will McClay, but also just like the quality of both the expectations that Tony Romo and Dak Prescott were able to come up over versus their draft spot or their lack thereof. You got lucky a lot, and you got to be a better team than what you were. And it's annoying that, you know, all the things that are in the front office hands, particularly coaching, is something they continue to fumble. They refuse to listen to new ideas, and it's frustrating because now, you know, I'm only 28 years old. That means I haven't seen Jack. I had to tell my dad the other day that the Cowboys being mediocre is par for the course for my life. And who else wants to live through that? You know, I've got to live with people who just became Eagles fans the other day talking about my team is good. Meanwhile, I get, you know, kind of slapped in the face for my own loyalty with it. Last thing I wanted to say was just I'm getting a little frustrated with I'm really hoping that the Mavericks figure it out, especially with getting some depth behind.
That's 3 minutes, Jordan. I'm going to let you go right there. Yeah. That was strong, though. I liked the angle that the Cowboys have gotten lucky, you know, with their quarterback situation.
It's true. I mean, that's part of the reason.
Good thoughts.
And the conversation we had about Dak, right? Like, if they extend him, it's probably because they have the same fear we do. Can they assess and evaluate a quarterback? I mean, Paxton Lynch was about to be the quarterback of this football team if Jerry had his way. Johnny Manziel, right? You got lucky with Romo and Dak. I don't know if you can get lucky again.
Okay, let's try to get in a couple of more here before we get to L.A. Live with Lucius Alexander. Now on deck, line six is Alex. You're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking, Alex?
Hey, guys. What's up, man? I'm just drinking some water right now. Just pulled in. I got three quick questions for you. It'll be easy as hell. First off, what makes tuna salad? We had a six-month debate at work about this, and we came to this. Salt, pepper, mayo, and a vegetable. It doesn't have to be relish. It doesn't have to be onion. It's got to be one or the other. Second, if you make tuna salad and you put it on a sandwich, is it a tuna salad sandwich or a tuna sandwich? And third, if you could go back and look at Romo and Eli Manning when they were drafted, I know it's the same year, would you do a cleanup trade and see how the Cowboys would have been with Manning? Appreciate you guys. You guys are awesome.
Ooh, thank you, Alex. That's a good question. I thought Romo was better than Eli myself. I don't think Eli would have had any postseason success. Line 7 is Dope Sick Dave. You're in the G-Bag Nation. And what you drinking, what you thinking?
How you doing, fellas? Just got a water right now. Just got home from work and going to talk a little bit of Mavs. I feel like there's been a little too much negativity and honestly poor outlook on the team just in general across all the shows.
Guilty.
I don't mean any offense by that.
Guilty.
You're talking to one right now. Yeah, no, I trust me, I know. No offense, though.
Yeah, give it to him.
No, I mean, go ahead. I mean, what are you going to tell me why I shouldn't be negative.
So we had, what, a 5-game losing streak starting off with a loss at Portland. We were coming off a back-to-back. We didn't have Lively.
All teams had back-to-backs.
We didn't have Lively. We didn't have TJ. Didn't have Najee Marshall. Then going forward, when we lose two integral pieces of the team, Luke and Kyrie, you're talking about our two ball handlers. Now you're asking Najee Marshall, who has experience handling the ball even going back to college. Like, he's not a bad ball handler. And then Dinwiddie, asking him to not just play 30, 35 minutes, but handle the ball. It's more tiring. And you could see we were gassed after the first quarter in a lot of those games. And I wish I could have gotten this call in on Tuesday because I said we were going to win against the Lakers. And, of course, last night anybody could have said, oh, we're going to win. Mm-hmm. And still, people want to downplay the win last night. Oh, it was against Portland, not a good team. But two things. One, a 16-0 run by any team in the fourth quarter, I think, second half or fourth quarter, that's pretty impressive. And two, when you're playing against
the team. It was a bad collapse by Portland.
All right, that's a good call. Appreciate it, Dave. Have yourself a great weekend. Appreciate your Mavs positivity as well. It's about time somebody tuned Brian up.
Yeah,
on
go
that.
Mavs.
No, I tell you what, though. Listen, the thing about it is that to me, they had to find a way to win those games at Portland and places like that. They went and lost at Sacramento. You talk about back-to-backs and all that stuff. We talk about a deep roster and what it could do and all that. You know, they've had some bad losses. They've had some good wins. I think the last couple of nights, I think they got really fortunate last night against
Portland. They need to go get one against Denver now, two in a row. Yeah. It's going to be tough. Mr. Nasty's back online, one here in the G-Bag Nation. Nasty, what you drinking? What you thinking?
I'm halfway through a handle of 1800 today.
Let's go.
Backing that with a little Diet Dr. Pepper.
Nice.
And what I'm thinking is, I don't understand why Cowboys fans come on here and come after me and take themselves way too serious. I will say this. I've came after Mr. Brian Broaddus a couple times, and I genuinely respect how this man defends the worst organization for the last 30 years in the NFL with all his heart. I get that. But for Cowboys fans to come after me after a phone call, that's the wrong thing to do. We had it happen last week. We all know this is the worst organization in the NFL. It's ran entirely terrible. There's no reason to come after me. But I do respect Brian Broaddus for backing the worst team in the NFL for the last 30 years. Hell of an effort. Thank you, guys. Enjoy an Ohio State win tonight.
Thank you, sir. Oh, an Ohio State win.
The man's doing bits now.
He's totally doing bits.
And by the way, when people go after you, go for it. Because I feel the same thing with people going after me on stuff. So if they're going after you, bro, if you want to come on this platform and talk about it that way, by all means, they need to go after you too.
Caleb finishes up here on line two. What you drinking and what you thinking?
Hey, fellas, I'm drinking water right now. I'm currently driving up to Dallas from Fort Hood. What I'm thinking, though, is how great it is to have playoff football at AT&T Stadium in January. Hopefully, one can hope that next year we have it. But, for the Cowboys, but let's just focus on the Longhorns tonight. I just want to say I'm the first fan to vote for Big Jim to do the narration for the Texan Longhorns documentary. Go Longhorns!
There you go.
There he is, Caleb. Appreciate that. Yeah. Appreciate everybody's calls right here. That'll wrap us up. Go into the weekend. Be safe. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup where Luchas has LA Live.
Yeah, it's a feel-good Friday. Let's get into it after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke.
dance, some of everything.
Rodgers when the ayahuasca is in the system.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. It's because of mushrooms. Yeah. They give me power. Celestial power. Mushrooms are a gift from God, Jah Jah, Allah, Rabbinah. However, the name you want to call the Creator made mushrooms so that we could see and maximize and achieve our total potential. Oh, yeah. Oh,
thank you, Aaron Rodgers, for your support.
That guy would have crushed it back in the medieval times, being able to announce like the knights coming out, like Sir William Thatcher.
Yeah, he would have held a lifetime job right there. Yeah. Lifetime job. This LA Live for Friday, January 10th, 2025. Mm. It is a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. People, we made it. Oh, my God, we made it. One hell of a week here, too. One hell of a week here in the DFW area. And tonight starts a fun weekend of bread and circus. It sure does. And let's enjoy it safely here, people, please. Avoid the law dogs this weekend. Mind your speeds. Do not drink and drive. Or try not to drink and drive. You know what I mean?
Sometimes it's hard after four or five drinks to make a great decision.
That's what I'm saying. Try not to. I get it. I totally understand, man.
I used to just show up without a car. Okay, I've eliminated the possibility.
Yeah, that's smart. That's genius right there. Genius. Keep your emotions in check this weekend. I've been reading the Four Agreements. Control your emotions. Control your life. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend. In other words, do not crash out. Keep your hands on a 10 and 2. Here's a weekend warning.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
Yeah.
Good luck on that. Unless you can't establish dominance.
Yeah, dominance.
Then you get yourself in trouble.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, or get in where you fit in, man. Yeah. Hey, dude, you need me to fold the things up over there for you and clean that area. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you, man. Sanitize that. Speaking of crashing out and DUIs and whatnot, you see that Hooters girl?
Yeah.
That was pulled over in Sarasota?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
She did her best.
She did her best.
Can I get your number?
Yeah, I feel like the cop was flirting too, though. Or maybe he's talking to her that way just to make it, you know, easy for him. I feel like he was flirting. She was caught on body cam flirting with the cop, and she flashed the cop, all this good stuff. Baby girl was pulled over after another driver called 911 to report that this waitress had hit several curbs and was stopping at green lights. Stopping at a stop sign waiting for turn green, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Working on the headlights.
Yeah. Listen to this girl right here, ma'am. We're going to go through this audio.
Just across the street?
I have to pee really bad.
Okay. All right. Well, you're going to have to hang out. Unfortunately, there's no places to pee right now. Where is across the street?
Golfgate, Tipsy Turvy.
Golfgate?
Tipsy Turvy.
Tipsy Turvy. She's at a place called Tipsy Turvy.
Is that a bar? Excuse me, down at Golfgate?
Oh.
Sorry, I've been drinking a fizzy drink.
What were you drinking?
Sir? Celsius.
Fizzy drink?
Yeah.
And it's a Celsius?
Yeah.
You swear?
Pinky.
You swear?
Pinky.
Is he not flirting?
Yeah, he is.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Yeah. And you called it a fizzy drink?
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Yeah. I'm drinking a fizzy drink.
I don't think I'd be impressed with that if I was a chick, even if I was hammered.
Tipsy Turvy.
Is that a bar? Excuse me, down at Golfgate?
Oh!
Sorry, I've been drinking a fizzy drink.
What were you drinking? Sir?
Celsius.
Fizzy drink?
Yeah.
And it's a Celsius?
Yeah.
You swear?
Pinky.
You swear.
Pinky.
Flirt.
Here, why don't we get out of the road?
You were drinking a fizzy drink.
Come on.
You were drinking a fizzy drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah.
A fizzy drink as in a Celsius, because I need energy.
He's flirting, energy. Bro.
He's flirting.
Yeah. Me too, bro.
Okay.
I just got off work.
Do you work at Hooters?
Yes, I do.
But then you went to Hooters, and then
I went to Hooters, and then I went to Gulfgate.
Do you work at the Hooters down in Gulfgate?
I do.
Okay.
Call me Red Flag.
You what?
Red Flag, caught me.
Poor girl. That's so embarrassing. Listen to this. She gaslighted him right here, bro. This is not even necessary. This is the gaslighting I have to deal with. Y'all have no idea the gaslighting I deal with. And then you got to pick your battles. You're like, do I want to expose you for gaslighting me? Or just want to say, all right, whatever. No. Oh, you're going to do this. I'm going to keep on moving. I'm about to go to LA's Boom Boom Room and lock that door.
Yeah.
Don't you come in here either.
I mean, I don't know. A few years back, I realized there's no way I can win. There's just no way I can win.
No
Even if I start to win, it's just going to make the all-in push harder, you know?
I want to record her and play it back, be like, oh, look, oh, you know, just want to win.
Would you be willing to participate in the
No.
Couple? You don't want to participate
in No. I'm literally drinking, and I'm not going to drive. I'm not going to drive.
But you were already driving.
I am. I was not. No, it wasn't. No, I was not.
I mean, we stopped you in the middle of the room.
No, you didn't.
The gaslighting.
I think she might have been so gone she forgot.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You didn't. You just stopped me in the middle of the road. Stop it. What a reach. Poor girl, because this went so viral.
Yeah. I imagine it works quite often for ladies. You know,
I was getting ready to ask that. How many times do you think this actually comes through and we never get to see this? Like a guy pulls over maybe a working girl.
Yeah.
And he was like, how about to take you in? She was like, well, you know, maybe we can work out something because I got to get back on these streets and make this money. And we never know about it.
Like the Cannonball Run or Smokey and the Bandit or whatever that was. That was.
I love the Cannonball Run, by the way. I really love those movies.
Quite a scene in my youth. And I've wondered about that all the time. I would say if I had to, you know, maybe 1.5%, not that often, but at least a couple of times a day.
Yeah. It's got to happen. I've been thinking about that this week with the Hooters girl right here and with the alleged Joy Taylor situation. Like, how many people are really sleeping their way to the top?
I bet quite often.
Yeah, I think more than you think.
Yeah. I might be like on the innocent. I might be kind of innocent, like thinking about this.
No, I mean,
how do you think me and Wolcha got to the G-Bag Nation?
Said to do the right thing.
Down. Yeah, let's dump that.
Yeah. You bust it open for Tim? let's look a little bit more of this Hooters girl, field sobriety test she was down to take.
I'm asking if you're willing to participate in an exercise.
You want me to participate?
Do I? What?
Jeez.
You want me to participate in this?
Do what? If you're willing to, yes.
Hey, Anna, do you want me to do what you want me to do, or do you want me to do what I want to do?
Hey, you can do whatever.
I'll bust
you
want. Out. I'll bust out. But I'll do what you want to do, too.
Oh, wow.
What?
Okay.
And I've seen, like, other media outlets reporting this story. And the guys on there are like, you know, good for that officer to keep it together. She shows so much restraint in that moment. I was like, that host is telling on himself. He's so much restraint, man. I can't believe it.
How do you do that?
Yeah, he said, no, man, she was throwing it at him and everything.
Yeah, see, I think a lot, especially an older officer, maybe doesn't have the options in the dating world anymore.
Yeah.
There's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, an absolute gem sitting here. You know, you start thinking with the wrong place.
Dawson said a gem.
Yeah, there's a full-on 9 or 10. You're going home to a 3. You know,
it's like Mario's mushroom just popped up all of a sudden. I gotta take this, man. The game is calling for it.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from the ladies here on the text. I bet they can testify to it.
Yeah, Yeah. I would hate to be an older officer and maybe don't have my blue chews on deck. Oh. You know what I'm saying? And it's laid out right there on a platter for me, but there's nothing I can do about it. I'm just going to have to really do a field sobriety test on you, girl, because I ain't got it.
Well, I think the body cam probably, you know, is going to eliminate quite a bit of that.
Yeah.
Unless they have the ones you could turn off.
You're not allowed to remove that, are you?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh, is it getting a little scratchy, a little fuzzy here all of a sudden? Something's covering it up. Oh, I don't know how that happened, sir. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how to do that. A little bit more from this girl.
Here, why don't you try putting your feet together for me? And let's put your hands down to your side.
You're the one that's taking me home, right?
Sure.
You're taking me home.
Mm-hmm.
I want you.
Okay.
I want you.
Okay.
You're taking me home, right?
Yep.
You are taking me home.
Sure.
Hey.
Hey.
You're the one that's taking me home.
Sure.
Okay. You're. Yeah. I got a laugh out of him.
I've been laughing the whole time.
I got a laugh out of him. Hey, he's taking me home.
All right, let's try it again.
First one laugh folds.
Okay. Can you put your feet together?
Oh, put my feet together.
And your hands on your side.
I'm on over you say, Daddy.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, Daddy.
I'll put my hand on my hip.
I was grabbing my flashlight.
Oh, whatever you want, Daddy.
Yeah, she tried to get him right there with that one. Yeah. Boy, I almost broke character.
Yeah.
He almost broke character. He almost forgot about the oath that he took for these streets. Almost came up out that cop uniform. Just came up out of this.
Yeah, so once they start using the word daddy, they just sound like a working girl, don't they?
Yeah. Sure, daddy. Anything you want, baby. Come on, sugar. Yeah, they like to hit you with that one. All right, y'all be easy this weekend. The football's getting ready to start, so don't crash out. It's football all weekend. No crashing out. I'll be Black Monday, Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. My name is Lucius Alexander, and I holla.
There he goes, LA Live with Lucius every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Now, I've been mistaken once again. Okay, that the kickoff on tonight's game coming 6:45, not 6:30. Okay, so we are now inside 1 hour, coming up on 45 minutes to kick off Texas and Ohio State. Let's get a Friday night edition of the Chuck Wagon, Zachary. What do you say?
Let's do it. We had history made on the All Pro team. A giant problem. And how about last night? Big win for Notre Dame, making history. That's next.